Hey guys, I'm here at San Diego Comic-Con. As you've been seeing, I've been dropping out these random mini episodes talking to different people in the horror genre in some way, shape, or form. Also this week, we released a retroactive episode, the 10th episode ever of Reddit Horror Club, in which Miguel Rodriguez was my co-host. It was the first time that either of us had ever spoken to Scott, who later became my full-time co-host for the last 6 years of podcasting. And Miguel is here at Comic-Con. He's promoting Horrible Imaginings, so I wanted to sit down and help him out a little bit.
Did you say this was the radioactive podcast?
The retroactive.
Retroactive. Yeah. Retroactively radioactive.
Radioactive. Growing extra limbs and shit.
Yes, yes. I have my extra limbs. They're just not visible because they are currently in my butt.
That's a good spot for them.
So you can't see them. They're covered by my pants.
So this is a bad time to talk about the fact that you're a dad now.
No, it is a perfect time. That is, unless we're tweeting this, and then I'll get in trouble like James Gunn. So,
but yeah, so nice Guardians of the Galaxy 2 reference. That was a deep cut.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it took me a second.
It's new. New news. James Gunn got fired from Guardians 3.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that part.
I'm breaking this on the horror news podcast. Oh, the Horror Movie Night podcast.
You're breaking it to me. I'm sure they already know it on the Facebook page.
Yeah, my God. It's ridiculous.
Did he say something, or was was it because he said the Baby Groot thing?
Not to go off on a wild tangent, but this is how ridiculous this gets. In 2008, 2009, 2010, James Gunn, his Twitter repertoire included some tweets that were jokes, but they were kind of, you know, in true James Gunn former Troma fashion.
I was gonna say, a former Troma employee who made like Slither
Romeo and Juliet,
and Super, and shit like that.
Just happens to make jokes, you know. Admittedly offensive jokes, often involving things like pedophilia or the Holocaust or whatever.
Yeah.
The funny thing about this is these tweets did come to light before the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
James Gunn made his mea culpa. Disney let him keep doing, and he made them like a gajillion dollars with Guardians of the Galaxy. Now they've come to light a second time, this time specifically by right-wing journalists who were looking for dirt on him because he has recently gone on this tirade against Trump.
Yeah.
And this time, even though this isn't the first time these tweets have come to light, not only did he get canned from Disney and is no longer on Guardians of the Galaxy 3, but he got kicked off today's Sony panel where he was going to announce his newest project that he's doing for Sony.
Jesus Christ. That is like overreaction to a T.
It's freaking insane. Yeah.
He should come and just sign at the Troma booth instead.
That's what I was like, get James Gunn over here to the Troma booth.
All right, so that awful story aside, horrible imagining. So I know that you're doing...
That is a horrible imagining if I ever heard one, but yes.
I know you're doing... You've got a bunch of great films. It didn't click in my head until literally last night that The Ranger, which we were talking about, is your... Mass Hysteria co-host.
Mass Hypnosis, yes.
Hypnosis, yes.
So, sadly, Buckley and I haven't been able to do a Mass Hypnosis episode in a little while.
It's almost been like a year.
It's just...
It's a great show, though. I love it.
I miss doing it. I do. It's just, we are both, like, so busy.
Yeah.
And for both of us to even have attempted doing a live show is kind of insane.
You did it, though. You know what I mean?
But like, we did it. We did like six episodes.
Something that a lot of people haven't been able to do.
It was fun.
It's a call-in podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, and it rocked. It was fun.
Because, like, you think about that, it could end up like that Mr. Show skit where it's the pre-taped call-in radio show.
We were afraid it was going to be something like that. Yeah. In fact, for the first episode, we had all this pre-prepared stuff to chat about.
Yeah.
Because we didn't think anyone would call in. And lo and behold, like, yeah, we got a lot of awesome call-ins.
You got some of the big heavy hitters.
Yeah,
in horror.
Rebecca
like
McKendry
was like one of the first
Jack
call-ins.
Bennett, yeah.
And then me.
Yeah, you. And we got, I think Seth Sherwood. And he wrote, like, the latest, he was working on the latest Texas Chainsaw script. You know, it's been fun. It was really fun.
It's not dead, though. It's just on a hiatus.
I would like
until
for it not
around.
To be dead. I would like for it not to be dead.
I think it's cool if it's a special. Even if you did it once a year as like a special, like, big
Oh, you hear
blowout.
That, Heather? All right. I think that's, well, you know, that's possible because Heather still texts me and says, our next episode should be about this. And I'm like, okay.
We're like quarterly something. You can find a way to
do it. Well, you know, she's like, she produced The Ranger, and now she's working. I don't want to give anything away, but I know she's working on her next producing project.
That's awesome.
That's all I'll say.
The Ranger looks great.
The Ranger's a lot of fun, and I've read the script for the next thing she's doing, and it's awesome.
Very cool, very cool.
I don't even know. Shh! I didn't say anything about that. I don't know how, like, out in the open that is. But,
I mean, all you're saying is this person who has a successful project is making another project. It's not really groundbreaking news in journalism. Just
someone is working.
So what year? This is
nine.
Nine. I was gonna say it's close to 10, right?
Next year will be year 10. Yeah.
You gonna do a big? You gonna do double wide for year 10?
I have no idea.
A whole like week long.
I don't know what it's going to look like.
I'm signing bills for you right
if
now.
We did,
I'm out.
If we did a week long, we'd end up homeless probably. But
with the name of art.
In the name of art. And science. I don't know what it's going to be like next year. But I would like it to be something that is special and takes it to the next level. This year is going to be kind of a testing ground for that because we're in a new city. So
next year you'll do it bi-coastal. You'll come to Philly.
I've toyed with this idea. I've toyed with this idea of doing it bi-coastal. I don't know where it would be. Philly would be interesting.
Well, I was going to say where you should do it, if you don't mind me plugging in a little area near me, Phoenixville.
Phoenixville,
just outside of Philadelphia. It's where the original Blob was shot. They still have the Colonial Theater.
That was
up
actually.
And running.
The reason I was going to be hesitant about Phoenixville is they have Blobfest.
I was at Blobfest right before the convention.
Which is an amazing show that it being so far away depresses me. Because that theater's great and that show is amazing.
Watched the running of the Blob and then I went to bed and flew into L.A. the next morning.
Bummer, man. Well, my friends Chris and Melissa, La Martina, were there too.
Nice.
So I get to kind of...
See the videos.
Blobfest through them.
They're doing a screening of Creature from the Black Lagoon in 3D this year, and I was so upset that I wasn't there to watch it.
I got to hang out with the people who run that theater at Art House Convergence.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, oh, man, you guys are, you know, they talk about their programming and how their audience is so horror-based. And it's like, it would be so perfect. It would be perfect.
Yeah.
If they were game for, you know,
a
Horrible Imaginings East Coast edition, then I would be interested in beginning
that
conversation.
The other plus is that you know someone that lives like 20 minutes there that could help organize.
You're going to have to be the co-director. That's the thing. You don't know what you're getting into.
Horror Movie Night does a live episode there, maybe.
That's
we got
perfect.
A whole. I think we figured out year 10, Miguel.
Year 10. That's coming pretty soon.
That's real ambitious of me, I know.
Let's talk about...
Year 11 or 12.
You know, one way we could get our foot in the door is if we did a best of, like, one night thing and see how it goes.
Oh, that would be fun. Then, just, like, hear some of the best Horrible Imaginings and see if people care.
And we could do Atlantic Horrible Imaginings.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that. And,
just keep growing.
You can just do it and pay me $1 million a year.
Yeah. It just turns, you know, Horrible Imaginings can be the horror film festival version of Warped Tour.
Oh, my God.
You know, that structure that crumbled this
year.
Yeah,
I was going to say. Except not assholes.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I was so, like, as a kid who grew up on pop punk music, when they said it was the last year, my brain was filled with all of these bands that were going to reunite. It was going to be, like, a total throwback, and then it was just... more of the same. Bunch of bands I've never heard of and like one band that's going to play 15 minutes that I want to see. How did something so beautiful fall apart so quickly?
It happens. Money.
Yeah.
Capitalism.
It's the worst.
It is.
So where can people go to find out some information about Horrible Imaginings? Where can people go to see these shows? Where, you know, all
right,
that good
stuff. So, it's a big question. We're currently revamping the website, so some information is at hifilmfest.com. So it's the initials of Horrible Imaginings, Hi Film Fest. We didn't want people to have to type in Horrible Imaginings.
I won't lie, I struggled on the typing of the word Imaginings and if I had enough INs. And
yeah, imagine ings. It's a real word.
And I didn't get a red line, so I know I spelled it right.
You did. High Film Fest is kind of our handle for social media, too.
Yeah.
So HI Film Fest on Twitter, HI Film Fest on Instagram. And we're really approachable. So just like hit us up on social media or email me directly. It's my name, Miguel, at highfilmfest.com.
Okay.
And then Facebook and all that stuff. But the fridacinema.org is the website address of our new venue, the Frida, like Frida Kahlo. So check that out. And if you're in the area, you know, Horrible Imaginings is coming out, but that's, they do amazing programming year round and they very much cater to occult and genre cinema crowd. In fact, we are sponsoring a free screening of Killer Clowns from Outer Space on August 10th. So that's coming up even earlier than Horrible Imaginings. And then our friends at Horror Buzz are co-presenting a double feature of the delightfully romantic double feature Necromantic and Necromantic 2 by Jort Butgerit. So I'm looking forward to those delightful films.
No words for that double feature.
It's the ultimate date night, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
you take your date and you see Necromantic. And
then you break up.
Well, if you break up after that, then it wasn't the right person. I'm happy to say, my wife,
taste.
Tiffany, will be there with me, and we will enjoy... We will enjoy the
just bring the baby. It's a family event.
The family event. Bring the kids.
Miguel, it's great seeing you.
Oh, man.
I wish we see each other more than just this one week every year.
I know, but that, I mean, that's kind of what makes Comic-Con Comic-Con. But yes, I do wish it was more often.
Is the podcast coming back? I know
yes.
It comes out sporadically.
Yeah,
at this point.
God damn it. Again, because so...
Schedule's tough, dude. You got a baby. That's going to change things a little bit.
The baby is part of it.
Yeah.
The baby is part of it. We actually had a couple of episodes come out, and I was like, let's get this train rolling.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, it's back.
And then Tiffany went into labor. I was like, shit. And it's like been a week of like 3 weeks of zero sleep. Like
I'm pretty I'm on the long lost episode. I think we recorded something 2 years ago that just disappeared.
Oh, yeah, you're not the only one. There are a couple like that. Yeah. And it's.
Dig them out. Make them.
I have to.
I'd love to know what I talked about. I think it was to celebrate the start of Horror Movie Night.
God damn it. My Sterling, who is one of our. He's like. One of our operations outreach people. He did a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
I don't even know where those went right yet. So I have a file on Dropbox called Stray Sound Files. And there's like 300 files in there of various things that...
Just make them exclusives. Make people pay for them. Money can finance the for High Film Festival.
They're for our Patreon donors, yes.
Yeah, there you go. I donate to listen to myself, but
yes.
I'm egotistical.
Yeah, there you go. We all are. That's why we do this, right?
All right, well, thank you so much, Miguel.
Hey, thanks for coming by the booth. If you want to talk again, we'll be here through Sunday.